countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Let's go around the house and mind the dresser with Brenda Donoghue next. Good morning to you, Brenda.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm very well, and thanks for joining us, because we're going to talk about the old-fashioned dressers, well, and everything upon them and everything they mean, from the mugs, jugs, bowls, hairpins, pennies for sweets, the holy relics, family pictures, and the good set of Delft. Not the good china, Brenda.
The very good china.
And they all found a home on the dresser traditionally. Maybe they still do for a lot of people, because, Brenda, you've been finding out about a calendar profiling dressers and their owners.
Yeah, now, it might be a bit early to say the C word, which is Christmas, but I'm just going to say it briefly. It is a calendar that will be going on sale. It's 2021 calendar, featuring dressers and their owners and the stories behind the dressers and the wonderful objects on them. And it is really the brainchild of Michael Fortune. And Michael Fortune is an Irish folklorist based in Wexford, quite well known to a lot of people. And he's been researching this project about dressers and the Irish dressers and the connection, the emotional attachment people have to them since 2015. And with the help of four local authorities from Tipperary, Wexford, Mayo and Carlow, he began to document and capture the images of these dressers. So he had them all. So he said, what am I going to do with them? So I met Michael and we had a chat and I said, what was the motivation behind the dresser? Why did the dresser appeal to you? And why did you want to capture those stories of people and their dressers?
The reason I did it was because my own grandmother passed away that February. She was 103 at the time. And one of the things she said was no one was to touch her dresser. She put it in even less polite ways than that now. And before she passed away. So it was a big thing to her. And it was always there in her life. And I would have been documenting over the years. And even just to watch a dresser change from something that was in her home as a functional piece in the kitchen to then almost become like a shrine for memories and souvenirs, and grandchildren would bring back a plate or a mug from wherever they're going on holidays. So it was always at the back of my mind. And when she passed away, I said, right, listen, I'm better do this, because there's more and more people out there like her. So with the support of the five local authorities, I spent, I suppose, about 2 years calling the people's houses in all those five counties and documenting the dressers, meeting people, drinking tea, eating biscuits and documenting the dressers, but not just as lumps of furniture. Why it was made, who made it, what's on it. And then you'd start to spot the similarities and differences. You'd start to spot little Mayo features, like little things like there'd be feet on the Mayo dressers, you know, there'd be little shoulders on the Mayo dressers. The ones down in Wexford would be completely different, you know. So I came up with the idea of a calendar. I was looking at the idea of a book. Actually, it's funny, when I look at the photographs, you always spot calendars by the dressers. It's a funny one. In people's homes, you see the calendar is still a big thing in people's homes, in a lot of people's homes still, you know. So that was the kind of idea, and I would feature dressers from each county and I'd have the story behind them.
So Michael, over the years of documenting the Irish dresser, how unique is it to Irish culture?
The dresser just became something in the lives of Irish people, from the big farmer to the small farmer to the farm labourer. Each cross-section of the community, especially rural communities, had a dresser. For women, they became, it was our kitchen, everything was there. You had the plates, the cups, the ware, all up on top, and you had all the flour and the sugar and all on the bottom. So they were, that was their space. And one thing that's really struck me, there were loads of dressers made as wedding presents. Men made these things for their wives. The dresser was almost this thing of love that you'd find in the kitchen, in the heart of the house. And it's just lasted on. It's left a legacy for generations upon generations.
Michael Fortune there. Brenda, you've been to see some of these dressers and to meet some of the people who own them.
Yeah, well, the pictures are just so gorgeous.
They're lovely.
They're
yeah.
on the calendar. So we focused on Carlow because there are three entries in this calendar from Carlow. And the first place I went was to Carmel Brennan's home in Butler's Grange in Tullow in County Carlow. Now, her older brother was there. So Carmel, she had a birthday this week, so she won't mind me saying she's 69. And her
Happy
older
birthday.
Brother was there. Happy birthday, Carmel. And I stood outside her kitchen and I looked in the door and oh my God, what a wow is her dresser. So basically her dresser takes over the whole kitchen, and it was a wedding present from her father to her mother. And up at the very top of the dresser, you have 1929, God bless this home, hand carved in the dresser. It is very special to both her Carmel and to her brother. But I began by asking her, when she looks at the dresser, what are the memories that come flooding back to her?
Oh, there's lots of family memories, yeah. When my sister Kathleen and I, we were the two youngest, when we'd stand at night time and our mother and father would be sat by the fire, we'd sing a song for them, or two or three, and we'd grab hold of the two knobs on the
two little drawers,
cupboards.
Yeah.
And as we'd be singing, we'd be swinging them over and back behind us, Brenda, either getting into the bottom of the dresser and hiding when we were playing, maybe hide and seek, or we were sort of hiding from our mother because we'd done something wrong.
And Carmel, your brother Brendan is here.
Everything was on the dresser like. Yeah. Sure, I remember the fiddle and the top of it for years and years. And the first money I earned, there was a little bowl on it there. It was 6 shillings that time. Earning it, pulling bees out there in the field. And that was where I started off with the money, putting it in the bowl. And then rabbits, I used to catch rabbits. And when I get the money for the rabbits, I used to put in a bowl there, seven.
On the dresser.
On the dresser, yeah.
I'm just thinking about your father making this dresser for your mother. I mean, it's a real act of love, isn't it?
And he brought it home when it was finished with his brother on a horse and cart. Knowing our father, it was made with love. If the dresser wasn't here in the house, in the kitchen, it wouldn't feel like our home.
So, Carmel, this lovely dresser features on the Irish dresser calendar. What month are you?
August.
Okay, you're a calendar girl.
And every month is going to be August for the next year.
Calendar girl there, Brenda.
That
who
is.
Else, who else did you meet?
Well, that was Carmel Brennan and her brother Brendan there. So, on the road, we went to the village of Tinrylan in County Carlow. And there I met just a wonderful couple, Jim and Emma Dean. And what happened was I'd no dresser to see when I got there because I ended up in the middle of a matrimonial dispute, should we say.
Oh, dear.
But Jim had taken pictures of two dressers and he had kind of retrieved very quickly and saved some of the objects on the dresser. So I'm going to get to the dispute between Emma and Jim in a little while. But first, let's focus on the pictures of the two dressers that Jim had in his backyard. And I asked him, where did they come from and how did he end up nearly having two dressers?
These dressers were belonged to old aunts of mine who have long departed. And they were made as wedding presents for both my aunts. So when the aunts passed away, I had the job of removing some of the furniture from their places and the two dressers arrived here in Tinryland. And that's where they stayed for a lot of years. And they were loved all the time. You had all the essential items. You know, you had the bags of blue, which was used to whiten the clothes that time. You had the candles, which were vital, I suppose, before electricity. Everyone knew to go to the dresser to get the candles. All bits of knickknacks then that people would bring back when they were on holidays. I did keep a lot of the stuff that were on the dressers, like those old mugs that were very decorative and painted up beautifully. There was a little pamphlet that was issued by the government and it was Survival in a Nuclear War, Advice on the Protection in the Home and on a Farm.
Wow.
And everybody actually thought this was a lifesaver and this was actually hanging on the dresser. In case it was a nuclear war, you were to refer to this and get under a table as quick as you could. But all the images are there and that's well preserved too, you know.
And look at this lovely little beautiful.
Oh yeah, all these little bits of sewing boxes and little thimbles and needles and hat pins and all the stuff that was essential that time. Shirt buttons, hair nets, but they're all there still too.
Memories.
Yeah, I can remember as a child. I can still get the smells of the kind of stale bread when you'd open up the doors underneath and you'd be able to see the glazed cherries in little tubs when it come to Christmas time. And even at Christmas, they were decorated beautifully with hollies and tinsel and all that type of stuff, you know.
Before I leave you, I better sort out this marital issue here. Your good wife, Emma, has joined us. What happened with the dressers? She didn't want them, is that right?
No, well, it didn't blend in, you see, with this new kitchen that we were getting, so the dresser had to go. But as I said, if she seen the dresser in Laura Ashley in Dublin, and if it was painted pink, she'd want it, even if it was €1,000. Yeah. And this was a beautiful dresser that had to leave. So that's my end of it anyway.
All right, Emma. And where are you from originally?
I'm from a place called Wollongong, just south of Sydney in Australia. So anyway, about the dresses now. Mm. Okay, he's telling you a bit of a cock and bull story. I left my home to live here with him in Tinryland. And all he had to do was get rid of two old dresses. And he's complaining.
Jim?
Yeah. Oh, well, sure, I'll have to put up with it anyway.
I just felt we were moving back into his home place. There was a very small kitchen. I had an idea about how I wanted it to look. And unfortunately, his dresses did not fit that look. And he just has to suck it up and get on with it.
But they were his aunt's dressers.
Yes, and I do feel slightly guilty about that. But to be fair now, he has pictures and bits and pieces all around the house.
So, Jim, am I guessing for peace sake, the dressers had to go?
The dressers had to go, yeah. But I have the photographs and I have this, lots of the stuff that was on them, so I can look at them every now and again, you know, and that keeps me happy, and I just hold my tongue and say nothing.
Poor old Jim.
No, listen, I get Emma. I get her. He hoards stuff. He has clutter everywhere, in every corner. She's her hands full with them. But what a joy.
I'm wondering, did he hang on to that pamphlet for survival in a nuclear war? Because I think he's going to need it, Brenda.
He probably is. And can I just say, I have a picture on Twitter at Brenda Dunne, at Countrywide, and then some videos on Facebook as well. And the Irish Dresser Project.ie by Michael Fortune. It's a beautiful calendar. It'll be on sale from Monday, and you can get it at the Irish Dresser Project.
Yeah, it's the at RTE Countrywide Twitter page. There's a video of you with Jim and Emma as well. I tell you what, we could make a soap opera out of them, I'm thinking.
Oh, they're fantastic. And I love Tin Rylan, by the way. If you've ever been down there, drive through it. It's such a beautiful village.
Lovely place.
Yes.
Thank you very much. The pictures are lovely. There's beautiful, colourful pictures with such character in them. Well, not to mention the characters themselves.
It's the stories, it's the objects, it's the hairpins, it's the money, it's the memories. It's all there. And I think what's wonderful, as Jim said, if you went to IKEA or Laura Ashley and you saw a fancy dresser, you'd probably buy it and not appreciate the dressers that we have.
Is that what you'd do? You'd be throwing out all the old stuff as well?
I would a bit, yeah.
None of your upstyling for you? Has she not heard of that?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Those dressers are making a comeback, I hope. If not, I hope everybody gets to see them and celebrate them. And a lovely idea. It's the Dresser Project.ie. Yep. And Brenda, thanks a million for joining us and bringing us some
pleasure.
Great stories there.